to order the Oceano Community Services District Board meeting, February 23rd, 2005. May I have a roll call, please?
President Hill.
Here.
Vice President Mann.
Here.
Director Angelo.
Here.
Director Bookout.
Here.
Director Dahl.
Here.
Please join me in the flex salute. Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
This is our priorities, and they do need those for budgeting, because I think that's the first or second page in the budget.
Right. Bill?
Not at this time.
Vern?
I don't have anything. Thank you.
I had nothing right at the moment either. Brings us to item four, public comment. If there's any member of the public that would like to address the board on any item not on the agenda currently, welcome to do so.
President Hill, Peggy Wilson, Oceano. I had not necessarily intended to speak to you all tonight, but as I've said before to other boards, you all show up to do the work of the public, and somebody from the public should be here to acknowledge you for it. So, for showing up, thank you. I do want to take a moment to say something that I will first preface by acknowledging that I have received District Council's letter and thank you. That having been said, a flyer was brought to my attention today that's been circulating around for a while. And it's a flyer that directly, in my opinion, personally attacks a member of our staff. And I want to express to you how much that saddens me. And you all know better than anybody, if I disagree with you, I'll sign my name to it and I'll try to hold my own mud, so to speak. But not everybody operates the way I do, and the thing that unites us is the process. And that's what we have. That's what we share. We are the process, no matter how much we disagree or how many points on which we do or do not agree. The process is what we hold sacrosanct, I would hope. And that's what I think we're trying to build up in the community and make our community look better and be better. So I would like to once again take this opportunity to acknowledge the excellent work done by staff. I criticize them probably more than anybody else, but I also know that they're human and they do more good work than bad work. And we're lucky to have them. As I've said before, I'd pit anybody's staff against ours any day. And I want to say specifically and mention Mr. Cooney by name, because as you all know, I'll be the first guy to come down here with a switch and spanking. But I also am the first guy to come and say, when he's right, he's right. And if we have issues, let's try to do it through the process and not through personal vilification and personal attacks. And to the extent that I support you, I'm your cheerleader. And as always, if I disagree with you, you always know it is I, because I will sign my name to it. So thank you for this time. I took my 3 minutes and the rest of the public's as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Brings us to item five, review and approval of the minutes from the February 9th meeting. I'm sorry. Any other member of the public may address the board. But you didn't take all of the
rejected
time.
Yeah, let's suffer through that. Okay. I'm Mark Wampler, Oceano. Several small items of interest that have previously been brought before. Regarding AGP, and I'm so glad they're here, and I've been worked out of a job, and that's fine. I'm glad. Just a reminder that for those that have missed the airing on TV and are not able to record that, there is a way. I have a sheet that tells you how to do it to make your own copies. okay, if you have a PC, you got a broadband connection, there's a way that you can actually make your own copies, burn your own CDs. Okay, that's a good thing. I'll show you how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, I got sheets here. I'll make some available to President Hill and also Peggy, others. And you can make copies of that, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, let's get the word out here. Secondly, I brought up last meeting concerning our alleyways. And I have to make a correction. The time that I had mentioned there was a couch dumped in our alley. It was about 3 weeks instead of a month, and I want to make a correction. It was about 3 weeks. Today, however, it's been 5 weeks since that couch has been lying there. And in times past, I've dealt with it. I've cleared out mattresses, et cetera, et cetera. I decided to let this stay because I want to see what's going to happen. And as I, whether agree or disagree, I believe I can show or have shown that there was at least a minimum of $44,000 that was saved in the deleting of the health benefit for the last 18 months alone. Okay, so you know, and I'm open for challenge on that. That was money that was saved. We have money, and I have a suggestion, and I know the public will really go for this. I'm not sure how well it will sit with the district, but for those that cannot move heavy items out of the way there in the alleys, if they have to hire it done, I suggest that they make note of that, record it, send a receipt along with their water bill, and deduct that from their water bill if need be. Okay? Now, that may not set well with the district. It may not set well with our garbage company. But, you know, at some point, there's something that has to be done, and with all due respect, Director Mann, more than twice a year. Okay? If that sits there month after month, I guarantee you there's going to be a whole lot of garbage around that sofa sitting in the alley. Okay, I made my piece on that agenda. Another point of interest with regarding our minutes. Now, if I don't know if it's on the agenda to make an update report, progress report on our agreement with AGP, but if that's not on the agenda, I would hope the board would discuss the progress report as far as finalizing contracts. And also, I would like to see a hard video copy deposited right here at the office for every meeting that is has been recorded. I think that would be a good thing to do. In case an issue is revisited on a legal term, that the video copy will in fact and should take precedent over what is written in the minutes. Okay, I think that's a good thing because the minutes in of themselves, because of human error, cannot please everybody. In fact, no one can do it perfect. I just don't think that's possible. But the video record, there's no argument with that. Okay, so if that would be part of the contract with AGP, I would hope that could be done, that a video copy of each meeting would sit indeed right alongside the minutes. Okay, one other thing. I've taken more of my 3 minutes, please. But since we have such a big audience here. Some of our intersections are very dangerous. I've noticed there's very few speed limit signs. 22nd is turning into a freeway, literally. And thankfully, there's one stop sign at Paso Robles that slows them down in the humps that Nina had put in. That slows them down. But from there on, I mean, it's like a drag race from Paso Robles to Highway 1. Now, previously, there was a stop sign at Beach Street, and I would like to see that. That stop sign put back in. Okay, now that's probably a public works issue. I understand it probably is. I'm just making mention of that because, you know, this is our community, and the reason that one stop sign was put there is because there was a family on that corner that had children, and they were complaining the same reason that people were just making a freeway, just going, you know, 30 and 40 miles an hour down Beach Street. And so she wanted, you know, a stop sign there. Thing is that they're coming just as fast down 22nd, if not faster. Okay, I'm in favor of a four-way stop there. I'm just making mention of that. Okay, and I too want to congratulate the board for their hard work and working together. And I'm with Peggy. You know, credit is where it's due. It should be told. And I'm very pleased with the with what's been happening, the cooperation and the dialogue, and keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Thank you. I would make a personal appeal to the people in the community to please respect the speed limits on residential streets. We shouldn't be driving more than 25 miles an hour on the residential streets. There's a lot of kids, and cars do tend to go real fast on some of the residential streets, especially Paso Robles and 22nd Street. And if we could respect the speed limits, it would be great. I'd hope to see Lieutenant Martinez from the Highway Patrol at the Oceano Halcyon, and he wasn't able to make that meeting, nor is he here for our meeting. But in the interim, I'd urge people in the community to please respect the speed limits and slow down for your neighbor's safety's sake. Also, I would hope that we could take enough pride in the community not to add to the garbage problems in the alleys until those could be cleaned out. That brings us to item five. Is there any other public comment at this time? Hearing none, item five is a review and approval of the minutes from the February 9th meeting. Has everyone seen the minutes? Do we have any comment on that?
$6,200. Now that we have our first installment of the property taxes, you can see things starting to even out with the large payments we've been making in the last month or two to the State Water Project and the Lopez Project.
Are there any questions from the board on the report?
Well, to have that little difference, that's some awfully good budgeting.
Any comment from the public on this item?
Sir? Peggy Wilson, Oceano. As usual, it sounds like staff have done an excellent job on this matter. And in keeping with the sound fiscal health of the district, I would like to present payment for my water bill.
Thank you very much.
Keep the lights on now.
Always happy to do my part.
Okay, I guess we can receive and file the report. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you.
Item seven is fire department items. The item tonight is a resolution of appreciation to Captain John Bova of the Oceano Fire Department. Resolution 2005-10 is consideration of the general manager's recommendation to adopt OCSD Resolution 2005-10, a resolution of appreciation to John Bova for services rendered to the Oceano Community Services District. And I'd like to move that we approve the resolution 2005-10.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Director Angelo was the second. Any comment from the board? Comment from the public?
I will, thank you. Peggy Wilson, Oceano. We have some outstanding firefighters on our crew, but I have to say, in addition to being one of my neighbors, John Bova is also one of my favorites. I think he is a real asset to our force, and I bet that the chief would agree. And I'm happy to see him recognized in this way. Thank you.
Captain Bova's done an excellent job for our fire department. I totally agree. Okay, bringing it back to the board, look for a roll call, please.
President Hill?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Vice President Mann?
Yes.
Director Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Brings us to item eight, utility items. The first is cleaning and inspection of district sewer lines. This is the continuing disclosure of the emergency that we declared following the earthquake a year ago concerning cleaning and inspection of the district sewer lines.
I move the emergency continues.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to continue the emergency. Any comment from the board? Comment from the public on this item? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
I'm sorry, who was the second, please?
Director Dahl.
Thank you. Vice President Mann?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Bookout?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Item 8B is relief for extraordinary utility building. Utility billing. This is a continuation of an item which spanned two billing cycles. The last meeting we approved an averaging reduction in an extraordinary utility bill for a disabled customer. And this item is the second portion of the installment on that, as I understand it. Is that right, Mitch? So.
Do you need a motion on that?
I got a question.
Oh.
Mitch, the average on these included the two high months in the average. Shouldn't we be averaging over what the normal bill is, excluding those two high months?
Well, the policy has been, the policy board, when we did it, created the policy, was to take the last 18 billings and average them.
Okay.
So that was the policy.
Right.
That policy certainly, you know, is your policy. So
okay.
The board can change that.
When I was looking at and thinking the last 18 months, I was thinking that it was the last 18 or billing cycles or whichever it was. I was thinking it was the last ones prior to the problem, as opposed to the last ones inclusively.
No, we always have included. Traditionally, we have always included all of them, including the bill that we're trying to adjust, because the water has been used.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to be fair and recognize that sometimes people have problems and, you know, adjust it to that. But at the same time, you know, we have to acknowledge the fact that, you know, when I write
something out, then we can talk about it and see if we want to bring it back to the board.
Because this is basic. If you look at this over the 18 months, since we went to go 18 periods, which is really closer to 36 months, their average water bill is about $79. You know, if you look down there, we're targeted in pretty close.
Yeah,
I noticed that it ramped it up a little bit for the extraordinary usage, but didn't seem to me to be out of line after the adjustment was made. So.
Okay.
Any other board discussion? I guess then we look for a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to adjust the water bill for Mr. Gould by $325.44.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any comment from the public on this item? Hearing none, bringing it back to the board. Roll call, please.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Vice President Mann?
Yes.
Director Brookout?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Moving on to item 9, reports of district representatives. Start this time with Bill. Do you have a...
Are you going to take things out of order then, or... You're going to... Okay, it's not...
Can I make a plea?
Okay.
Just to help me out with the minutes, if you could do them in order.
Do them in order? Yeah, okay, I apologize. Pardon me for ad-libbing. Then I'll report on the items that I did. Director Bookout and I attended a meeting between the Community County Parks Department and the Napomo Community Services. It was not the Community Services District in Napomo. It was actually the Napomo Advisory Committee, which would be similar to our Oceano Halcyon Advisory Committee. And it was held at the Napomo Community Services District offices. And they discussed a considerable amount of money that had been collected by the county for park use in specifically Napomo, but they talked about money that might be collected in general from the various unincorporated areas of the county, which appeared to include Oceano, and apparently they have money for maintaining upkeep of parks and possibly additional parks. And I know that there is a need in the community for additional parks that we may want to contact the county and look into what might be available. Pete Jenny was the representative from the Parks Department there, as was Cacho. and we might want to follow up on that, have staff contact the county and see what they had, because there was apparently quite a bit of money. The largest amount of money had been collected in the Napomo area, and so there was a lot of money that they were going to spend there, but other money had been collected apparently in all the unincorporated areas. So that was the first meeting that I attended. The second was the Zone 1-1A meeting, which of course concerns the maintenance, the proposed maintenance area by the state of the Arroyo Grande Creek Channel. And the county is moving forward with turning over the maintenance of the creek channel to the State Department of Water Resources. Water Resources has taken the first step, which is to define the work that needs to be done. And they've come up with an itemized list of about 18 things that need to be done to restore and maintain the creek channel. The second part of their effort will come in a couple of months. They'll start to establish budget for this, and then they will, presumably, if the thing keeps going in the direction it is, they will take over, implement their proposed scope of work, and their budget will be sent to the county as a bill, and the people in the local district will be effectively given the bill for this and will have to pay. And it will be up to the county to establish how the funds are allocated, or how the billing is allocated for that. And this is not a Prop 218 thing, so people will not get to vote on it. The state already has the authority to do the work, send us the bill, and the county, the only involvement the county has is they'll get to allocate who in the local area has to pay and at what rates they have to pay. And there's a scale that the state has established for that, which basically is agricultural land is a multiplier of one. Any item on their scope of work that could be brought up with the supervisors to take up with the state. It sounded like the county staff had agreed that the scope of work, as DWR said, sounded reasonable. And again, recalling that they talked that the portion of your property tax that is allocated for flood control in the county, which might be $6 or $8 of your property tax bill, maybe $10, something like that, would go up by a factor of 50 to 100. And that's not 50 to 100%, it's a multiplier of 50 to 100 times what you're currently paying. So if your current bill is $6 to $10, you could expect to pay anywhere from $600 maybe $1,000. So it would go up very dramatically. Other options that are available might include formation of a local district to take over the project. The county's not really didn't seem to be too favorable to that idea, although the Resources Conservation District is an organization that might be set up to take that on. But there didn't seem to be too much interest in that. So basically it looks like the state is going to progress and will eventually get the bill. And it'll be up to the county, the Board of Supervisors, and possibly the Sanitation District to allocate how that bill might be passed on to those of us, the taxpayers. So that was my involvement. And Barbara?
Just a couple comments on what you were saying. I don't think the negotiations are over on how the costs are going to be split.
Right.
You know, that's still, even though some people are saying this is the way it's going to be, I don't think there's any firm decision that's been made. However, also, the meeting before this, they kind of said this: when the state comes back to the county gets to look at what the state said, but there's really no give or take there. When the state comes back and says this is what it costs, this is what it costs at that point, protesting to the supervisors, it's probably not going to do anything, because they don't want the creek. You know, they don't want to deal with it. Whether the sand district gets part of this bill or not, or how that would be passed on, is still to be determined. Matt, what did you talk about before that? You talked about...
The meeting of the County Parks Department.
Okay. Just perhaps a couple people don't realize that I think it was maybe about 3 years ago, the county park by the lagoon was redone. And that was where our hunk of money came when they redid that. You know, they tore it up, put all new playground equipment there. And was that about 3 years ago, Mitch? I think, and we got to, some of us in the community got to have a little bit of input about what toys were going to be put there for the kids to play on, and that was an awful lot of money, and they claimed at that time that that was our share that had been being collected for many moons, and also when they redid the restrooms at the park. So our chance of getting any more money right now, I think they're going to tell us we got it about 3 years ago. That's my just my two comments, because I didn't think you were really aware of when they redid that park. Because I remember amazed. I didn't think there were anything wrong with the bathrooms to start with down there, but they redid them, and that was a lot of money, too, when they did that. Okay, I went to the Sand District last Wednesday. Not very much went on there other than the big thing with the Sand District was they have an employee who's very ill there. And the employees came to management and asked if they would be allowed to give some of their sick time to this person. The board said fine, so they're able to carry him on the books another month, and then he will apply for his disability. This makes a large difference in the amount of money that the man would get on disability. And so that was fine. Everybody gave a little bit of their sick time. And they talked a little bit about the fixed film reactor that's broken, and they're negotiating on the cost because it keeps going up, and they keep trying to get it down. That was the extent of that meeting. And other than that, I don't have anything.
Okay. Comments? Dave?
I had zone 3 this month, I guess, but I never got a packet, or I just missed it. So do they normally send the director's packets direct, or do they come to the office, and then you guys put them out?
They come to the office.
Applied for it for last year. Out of the 3 grants, we received benefit from 2 of them. The only one we didn't receive a benefit from was the FEMA grant, which I understand FEMA's going to be here tomorrow just to kind of walk through and see what we do here and what maybe some of our needs are and so forth and so on. So Captain Bowman and Chief Steinhauser both felt that that was going to be a positive thing for them to see, you know, our needs. And then next year when we apply for a FEMA grant, if we do, you know, that should help us. And that's one of the other things we discussed, whether we did want to apply for the grants. And I think it was pretty much the majority of everybody, board members, staff as well, that we do go for the FEMA grant next year. We're going to come to the board next meeting for emergency transfer of funds from our reserves to buy some pagers that we need. And so you'll be seeing that, and approximately $8,000 for what we need. Chief Steinhauser also went over a few budget items for next year. One of them is going to be a pretty good size item is turnouts. Our turnouts are getting to the point of where they need to be replaced. So that's something that we'll probably see in the budget. And Manager Cooney brought us up to date on the survey, and looks like that's coming along pretty well, and we should have something, what, in a month?
Hopefully, you know, I sent a copy to Cal Poly and everybody. We're trying to pass it around without violating the Brown Act and, you know, having people take a look at it. We'll bring it to the board for approval.
And that was about all I had to report. Maybe Bill could add to it. If you had anything.
You did a pretty good job, so I'm going to leave it alone. You did not miss one. Well, no, you didn't miss one thing.
Okay, Bill, you're up next.
Okay. I attended the airport land use. Nothing really pertained to Oceano at this meeting. It was primarily San Luis. It was rather a boring meeting. In the future, I think I'll just look at the agenda a little bit better. And if it pertains to Oceano, I'll go to the meetings. But they are lengthy, and our town, our airport here, is of great use. The airport is of great use to us here and benefit, and I feel it's important to be part of that. But on the other hand, San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles, I didn't see much need for that. But if something does come up that does pertain to us, I will be at that meeting. The Oceano Housing Advisory, this is my second meeting at Oceano Housing Advisory, and it was a pretty interesting meeting. We had some new developments going on here in Oceano, which are changing Oceano, and Casey O'Connor came in. He's building, if you're not aware, he's built several projects here in Oceano, and he's building currently the Bell Ridge and Highway 1 project, where he's put many PUDs in there and has done a great improvement there with that. And what he came to the meeting for was 12 units, 12 PUDs. And a PUD is a house. It's not just, it's not a condo, it's not a house, it's a PUD, which is a house. And it seems to be a very nice project for that community over there. And they're moving forward on that. But at the meeting, Mark brought up a little earlier about alleyways. And the alleyways came up at that meeting, and the maintenance of our alleyways and what we can do with our alleyways. And discussion took place. Peggy was involved with it. And one of the things that we were talking about there is our alleyways are naming them as streets. And the county doesn't want to accept alleyways as streets. And an alleyway in Oceano is roughly 20 feet. However, we talked at a meeting and just kind of putting our heads together. Strand is a 20-foot alleyway. And the county, it came to an agreement there, does take care of Strand for certain needs. And maybe putting a little bit more emphasis on our alleyways is a move that we in Oceano need to do. And at the Oceano Housing, you know, I think it will probably be talking more about that, and then hopefully be able to bring something to the board with that. It is a very important issue, and our alleys are lacking. And talking to the gentleman who's in charge of this, apparently right now the county is changing over from their DOS accounting system into another system of accounting. So he wasn't able to tell me exactly what Oceano had as far as funds. But there is some money there. And on the Zone 1-1A, I attended that with Jim. And I have a few, yes, it's very important that we take, that this Arroyo Grande Creek be looked at. Our flooding is very potential. And it doesn't just affect us here in Oceano. It affects the whole five cities. If the levee was to break, it was to overflow and flood out our sewer plant. So moving forward with that issue is very important. It's with the five cities, if that sewer plant was to flood, it would shut down the sewage system for the whole five cities. That's it.
Okay. Any other discussion or any questions from the public on meetings that the members of the board attended?
Thank you, President Hill. Peggy Wilson, Oceano. I'll try to work backward. Yes, that covered a lot of the things we talked about at the Oceano Housing Advisory Committee meeting.
And I think it's going to be a busy year for that committee. We have some really big issues facing us in this community. And in many ways, we're still too divided as a community to really comprehensively address them. And I'm really hopeful that that will be a forum that will prove to be very beneficial to the community at large. I agree with what Barbara said about the county not wanting to give us any more money for parks and recreations. I think it's probably going to turn out to be that she's right. I would not like to think so, but probably you will be proven right. And without getting you on the hook for discussing too far a really, really important issue, this issue of the flood control management and the state taking it over and who might do what and how much it might cost us all is a huge, huge thing, and I know you all agree with that. Without putting me too much on the spot and asking you to get into a discussion around it, says we shouldn't have. What do you think, Jim? What do you think we need to do? And can we find a way without, you know, ringing too many bells, because we have to do this fire thing? I would like us to be able to discuss this as much as we can in advance, because there are several issues here beyond just the expense and the scope. As you've heard me say before, I don't know that we have a contingency plan. If there were a flood, is there a plan, or would we just have to kind of bring all the emergency response teams together and dump it in Phil's lap, which would then naturally dump it in Gina's lap? And so even though it sounds funny, do we have a contingency plan? Can we talk about those things? And back to my question, you know, without getting you too far down the road in the discussion, what are your thoughts, Jim? What do you think we need to be doing? And what do you think is the best case scenario for us?
Again, there's basically two options that Oceano has very little control over what's going to happen. The county wants to give up the control of the creek. They have the current responsibility for it. They've spent no money on it this year. The small amount of money that was spent on it involved having California Conservation Corps people and Department of Corrections help with clearing some of the vegetation around 22nd Street Bridge area and back a little bit from that. Other than that, there's been virtually no maintenance on the creek this year. There is some money going to be expended through the grant processes to do a study of the whole watershed, which may come up with some alternative proposals. But the county at this point is intending to turn the maintenance of the creek over to the Department of Water Resources. They have, again, done the first part of the process, which is define the scope of work that they believe in that projected budget. I don't think that's going to have any material effect. The relatively large insurance amount, that might be argued down a bit, but ultimately it would fall. The state would then go through their next project would be to define the boundaries of the project. The first thing they do is define the scope of work. Then they define what the boundaries of the project is. Then they start doing the work, and then they send the bill to effectively the Board of Supervisors. And the Board of Supervisors then allocates the responsibility for payment to the people who benefit from not being flooded. And in our case, that does include the sanitation district. And there are, as I said, for agricultural, residential, and commercial properties, there's a formula that they use. Government properties do not fall under that formula. So the Board of Supervisors has pretty much unlimited leeway to make assessments on the sanitation district plant and possibly on the airport.
The airport, yes. We both of them.
Yeah. Just for clarification, this discussion was held under your meeting with
Zone 1-1A. Zone 1-1A, that's correct. So it's just additional information for what for the meeting that I had on Zone 1-1A. And ultimately, they were still saying that the portion of your property tax that the county has currently allocated to flood control, which for the average residents, the $200,000, say, assessed valuation might be $10, that you could expect that to increase 50 to 100 fold if this were to take place.
Jim, did they not say that if the state does it, it's twice what it would cost if the county did it?
The people from Public Works that were there said that the county could possibly do it a little bit cheaper because the state has said that they would bring people down on a per diem basis. So they get,
They come down on Monday and they go home on Friday and they work 3 days and we pay for five.
Basically right, but the a lot of the work would be either contracted. They did count in use of California Conservation Corps people, so they've already reduced the labor costs in there significantly, as much as they thought was possible. So the numbers that the state has obviously are reasonable to the state. The county Public Works people and flood control people have looked at it and determined it looks relatively reasonable. There is a $200,000 allowance in the first year, up to $400,000 the second year for insurance. That is provided for in the state law, but I understand that Senator Maldonado is introducing legislation that might exempt the county from being subject to that, and that also would be subject to negotiation.
Didn't they say, maybe I misunderstood at the meeting prior to this, so that we paid up front and then they took the bills for the first year and then you either got credited to what you were going to have to pay for the second year or would have to pay more in the second year? Did I dream that or did they say that?
The way their budget works is this amount will appear on the state budget for this coming year.
Okay.
And the county will be billed. If they don't spend all of this money, then the county would get a credit. If they spend more than that, then that would roll into their next year's proposal, and you'll get the bill next year.
Yeah, so what we're actually doing is we're paying in advance.
Well, the work would be done, and then the bill would be presented, as I understand it. So.
I would ask that you look into that, because
okay.
I think it was the other way around.
Mm-hmm. One other question. Now, the flooding, not all the flooding comes from the area, you know. Well, the rain's going to fall over a large area, yet it's only going to be a small area that floods from all that rain. So are they going to be trying to distribute this cost out based on who would flood or what causes the flood, from the people that are the properties that cause the flooding or from the properties that just flood?
My understanding, and this goes to state water resources laws, that the people who benefit from not being flooded are the ones who are going to be assessed, not the upstream. Now, the study that's going to be conducted would cover the entire watershed. So that would, and they're looking at sources of siltation and, okay. and other things and remediation that might be done upstream.
And our farmlands are all affected, and they'll all have to pay substantial amounts. That'll make a major impact with our farmers because, you know, they make decent money, but what they're going to be charged, you know, it's very possible that we will lose a lot of our farming. They'll just have to, you know, quit farming and write it off.
They've done one of these projects up in Clear Lake area, and there were one large landowner that just ended up losing his land because the prices went up so high. But, and then the others had to make up for it.
Used to, the county used to tell us they weren't going to do anything, and I know Peggy will remember this, won't do anything until we get flooded like Cambria did that time. Do you remember that, Peggy? That's what they stood here and told us. So at least now they're looking at maybe to do something, but I remember that.
If I may, just to kind of reinforce what Barbara just shared with us, when we did the Oceano specific plan, you will no doubt recall that we asked the county staff repeatedly why they had simply factored out the agribusiness in that part of Oceano. The long-range picture by the county planning staff is that these guys are aced out of the picture. And we asked repeatedly about that, and the answers were not satisfactory. And now that I see the unfolding of this in time, now I understand why they didn't answer. But I share Bill's concern for our agribusinesses and our ranchers and our farmers. Those guys are us.
That's and, right. They're
Oceano. They're Oceano. This is what Oceano was born on, raised on, and Oceano still is farming.
Absolutely. So, no, I hope that we're going to come out of this okay. And personally, I think the flush factor ought to be over the flood factor in terms of who gets to pay.
Is there any other board comment? Okay, hearing none. Moving to item 10, which is public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction not on the current agenda. And we'll listen to all communications. We respectfully request that you keep those to 3 minutes.
Nina Graviel, Oceano. I think you misunderstood me. I was asking if there was public comment on that last item you were talking about, because I wanted to say that don't farmers get farmer subsidies in certain situations, and this maybe qualify them for certain subsidies from the federal government? Is anybody looking into that? I know my uncle was a farmer, and he got all kinds of federal subsidies for not farming parts of his property. So they do all kinds of things to help people out. And I think maybe instead of just throwing in the towel or making people, we should see what the federal government can do to help in this situation, because farmers can apply for government subsidies, federal government subsidies that, you know, residential people can't, to help defer costs. And maybe this would qualify as part of that. I know I went to a Zone 1 1A meeting and no one ever even mentioned that, but they do get all kinds of subsidies for different kinds of things. Okay, but that was just on that. So maybe one of you guys, when you go back to the meetings, you can bring that up, throw that into the pool. But I want to make a comment for Mary Lucy. She's not here tonight. But this is written here. It says, I would like to know what is the subject matter. I guess people are going to a seminar or a training session or something. Is that what's going on here this week or weekend or next week or sometime soon?
There is a training session that's available tomorrow and Friday, and I believe it also carries on into Saturday that
okay.
Some of our members will be attending.
Okay. All right, so I guess she wants to know who's going.
I'm going.
Yeah, myself and Bill, all the information on that is quite accessible through the front office, and just stop in and get all the information.
Well, she's been out of town, so.
Okay. Well, that can all be, all that information can be gathered or gotten from the front office. She just stops in and asks.
Okay. Well, does it tell you what the benefit to the community is going to be?
All that information can be got at the front office. Other than that, you're getting what's going on is it's an educational seminar, so it's being trained on the things that go on within districts and special districts.
Can we be more specific? What's the secret?
There's no secret.
Then
it's
why can't
quite
you just
available.
Answer me, Mr. Dahl?
Okay.
Have those kinds of, you know, answers to those kinds of questions, because, you know, I know any other employer I've ever worked for, if I want to do a training seminar, I've always had to, you know, let them know what I'm going to bring back, you know, and that's going to benefit them. Why is it worth it to them for me to go? And I don't think that's an unreasonable request from the public. So, you know, let's not keep resisting. You know, let's just stop with the resistance. This is all legitimate questions, and I'm sorry that some people don't understand that. But this is, you know, part of fiscal responsibility. Okay, for myself, I have my own particular issue that I want to bring to the board. This has to do with, okay, here it is. On Monday, the 14th, I submitted to President Hill a letter. Here's a copy of it, along with 4.5 pages of corrections to the minutes of meetings since this board has taken office on December 22nd. And I spoke to President Hill yesterday, and he told me he had instructed Mr. Cooney to at least write in a reference to where the corrections of the minutes are to be found on the original meeting minutes. And I asked if you'd been known if they had been done yet, and you said you didn't know, but felt that adequate time had passed for the corrections to have been inserted. And so I went to the office today at about 4 o'clock, and nothing's been written in the minutes to indicate where the corrections are to be found. And quite frankly, I just find it inexcusable that your general manager is allowed to continue to produce falsified minutes, especially after I addressed this board on this issue on January 26th and cited how one judge found a director guilty of abandoning their responsibilities by allowing minutes to be falsified. Each of you sitting on this board, every one of you, has a fiduciary obligation to the public to ensure that whatever public documents are kept, produced, or disseminated from this office is truthful. That's your job, okay? And you're held, you can be held accountable for that. I realize that both Directors Dahl and Mann feel that Mr. Cooney is a godsend, but I disagree and would like an explanation from each of them as to what it is that Mr. Cooney brings to the table that is so great that it excuses him from lying to members of the public, lying about members of the public, providing incorrect documents when asked to support his fees for home improvement projects, producing false statements in his documents to your Water and Sewer Committee, and now producing false statements in his official records of your meetings, such as the minutes, all of which puts you and this agency at risk of a lawsuit because you have failed to do anything about it. I want to remind you that this behavior was brought to your attention back in October, and 4 months later, he's still doing the same thing. So to your three senior members of the board, I must say that your lack of ability to correct this matter and uphold the integrity of this governmental body is shameful, and you leave the public no other recourse but to take not only Mr. Cooney to court, but you also for your failure to perform your fiduciary obligation to the public. Mama's done here. Please note that Mr. Cooney's employment contract states that you may immediately terminate his employment for good cause, including failure to perform his duties in a professional and responsible manner, consistent with generally accepted standards of the profession. Now, there are standards for correcting minutes. He's not following any of them. Conduct and hostility can be immediately terminated for conduct unbecoming the position of the general manager or likely to bring discredit or embarrassment to the district. I think his behavior qualifies that. And also, the third cause for immediate termination is intentional or gross misconduct. And I think continually, repeatedly doing the same thing over and over after it's been brought to his attention is intentional gross misconduct. I think honesty in one's dealings is, number one, the professional and responsible manner that is generally accepted standard for all government employees, and that, two, persistent lack of honesty is conduct unbecoming of his position and constitutes, number three, intentional or gross misconduct. In other words, you could put an end to this whole fiasco if you wanted to. You have plenty of grounds to do so. And we don't have to continue with this mockery of integrity with this institution until June. You were given notice as to the liability. Inaction, laziness, or disregard for the truth, both on Mr. Cooney's part and on the part of this board to direct him and control him, is inexcusable. I know you think you're all good people. So let me leave you with these words of wisdom. Bad things happen when good people do nothing. And I want just for the public to know that I have a website at groups.msn.com/Oceano California, and on there is some information that the public may like to see. And also there is, associated with that, there is a email address of Oceano.
Private contractors go out there and clean out this creek and do it for about a third or a quarter of the price of what the state wants to do it, and that's my piece.
Can I make a comment?
Any other public comment?
Thank you, President Hill. Peggy Wilson, Oceano. I know it's not considered the norm for us to offer invocations or say prayers, but if I were going to offer a prayer with my public comment moments, I would be asking God to continue to bless our community and ask God to keep us ever mindful of our need to get along with each other and to not be judgmental on each other, and to bless our directors and our staff for the work that they do, and to always, always keep us ever mindful that every time we point a finger like this at one another, we have three of them pointing back at ourselves. And I would hope that those who come forward and claim to want to make a difference would have their hearts touched by the need to truly look into the facts and the realities and to truly act with respect and with love, and to never attack single individuals, but only take on the issues. And I know I'm fallible as any other human, and I don't want to repeat myself, but if I were offering the invocation tonight, it would include blessings of everyone among us, and it would include equity and fairness. If you need a spanking, fine, I'll volunteer to give it. But if you need a hug, I want to sign up and be first to give it to you. Amen.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none brings us to item 11, board member items for discussion.
One thing I wanted to maybe get out on the table, and maybe we could look at it at a future meeting, and that is how we do take our minutes. The lawyer's here, he can probably answer this. Is there any reason now that these meetings are being taped that they couldn't be turned into minutes?
I recall having a discussion with this with at least a couple of members of the board, and we may have even talked about it at one meeting here before. Very few public agencies use electronically recorded information as the official minutes of the meeting. If you want to know why, just think about your old Betamax tape player or your VHS tape player or all those 45 records that you might have sitting around in a closet and you don't have anything you can play them on. While the material might be very permanent, you may not have a way to play it someday in the future, or you may have a very expensive fix to be able to maintain the ability to play it. A few years ago, when CDs first came along, everybody decided, "Oh, this is going to be the end all and be all because these are permanent; they'll last forever." Well, now we know 10 years later, they don't last forever. They can get scratched, they can get damaged, and become unreadable. So, very few jurisdictions have played with this idea of using the electronic format as the minutes. Minutes are designed to be a summary of the actions that are taken. Some organizations will take much more extensive minutes and give a great deal of detail about who said what to try and show the evolving of an argument or a discussion that ultimately led to a decision, but most jurisdictions do not.
Action items only?
Action items only, correct.
What the legal counsel is addressing is the archival quality of your records. There is no archival standard that I'm aware of for CDs or this, you know, the tapes that we'll get this evening. There is archival quality for paper. There's a standards board that creates archival quality. And the only thing that I know of, and it's been a while since I've looked at it, that has archival quality is paper. They don't, you know, as adequately pointed out, you know, if you did all our meetings 5 years ago on Vega, you'd never be able to retrieve any of that information.
And I think the standard for paper is 500 years.
Yeah.
Well, we did discuss the necessity of correcting the minutes adequate.
Such as the point
of order, Mr. President.
This is the time for the board to discuss things. Vern, do you have anything?
So we're done with public comment. We're on to board.
Yes, board member items for discussion.
No, I have nothing. Thank you.
Bill?
No.
Okay, brings us to item 12. I'm sorry, Barbara. Yes, you do.
I may not be one of the boys, but I am a director for a couple more years.
I do.
Even though some people would like to see me drop dead.
I do apologize.
I would like to direct staff, if I may, to please contact Tom Martin about those items in the alley for them to pick it up. I know we pay the garbage company for doing that, and that's fine. Just noting that garbage and water are two separate funds, so I certainly would not want to ever encourage somebody to deduct something from their water bill. I see mass hysteria happening and mass bookkeeping problems, and if we could just have Tom take care of those items, he probably will be very, very happy to do it right now, since he's be coming before us shortly about garbage rates. So, you know, he'll probably be out there himself to pick it up. We do need the addresses of where these items are.
You've got some.
I know I gave you one. Of course, that one in the middle of the lot, do we have to move it to...
If it's on private property, we can't do anything with it. We can't go into your yard and start stealing.
A vacant lot where there's a cat sitting in the middle of it.
It's private property.
So in the night, I'll go down there and move it, and then it'll be in the street. If Peggy will help me, we'll take care of that. Again, twice a year we try to have where the community helps us do the alley cleanups. That's not paid for. That's volunteers come help us, and we usually borrow something from somebody to haul it away. The district does pay for the roll-offs for that, but nothing else. Nobody else is paid for helping do that, and it'd be amazing that nobody comes to help. But I mean, you know, a few people come and help. I think that's, and I would hope that perhaps, I don't know how we would do it where we have some kind of a study session with this board on how to conduct business or how to get along or how to control some things. I just see we have lots of problems, and I don't know how we can work on it, but we need to work on it. Thank you.
Dave? Excuse me, this is time for the board. Are there any written communications?
Yes, there is. We have item 12.
I'm sorry, item 12 is consideration of the warrants.
I'll move to pay the warrants.
I'll second that.
Okay, moved by Director Angelos, seconded by Director Bookout to pay the warrants. Any discussion on that? Questions? None. Any questions from the public? Hearing none, ask for a roll call.
Just voice vote.
Just voice vote. Okay, all in favor of approving the warrants as submitted? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Carries unanimously. That does bring us to item 13, written communication.
Okay, about a week or so ago, President Hill suggested that I write to Supervisor Shajian concerning the standing water and the excessive wet winter and mosquito problem that we're probably going to be facing. I received a call today from Environmental Health, and they are going to come and tour our district. So we're getting some positive response from the weather.
Good, thank you. And that was an issue that Director Angelo, I think, brought up a few months ago about the mosquito, potential mosquito problems here. Thank you for that.
Question? What, Mr. Tooney, when will they be touring?
He called, he wanted to know, you know, if we had staff that was available to do that. I said we certainly would make staff available to do that. He first of all wanted to know if we wanted a speaker. And I said, no, I don't think so. We want dead mosquitoes. He is going to send some of his staff out to tour the district, and I'm sure that Phil and his crowd will be able to really help.
And when they come, Mitch, I would like to be involved and maybe go around. We have a lot of areas here in Oceano that are heavily mosquitoed, so they're up. I'm in bed already.
Okay. But they are growing their little fish that they use to take care of these things, and they're doing this.
Does the state parks, do they put any money towards their lagoon down there? The state parks has the lagoon down there, I believe, with the park. And do they put anything into mosquito fish for that?
I don't know. A couple of years ago, Director Anderson
could hear it as well. Is there a problem with that?
No, I think it would be a good idea to read that into the minutes.
All right. Mitch, thank you for your prompt attention given to my request concerning the streetlight. You and your colleagues have an excellent reputation, and for very good reason. I was impressed at the effective way the matter of the requested light was handled, which started with mild disagreement and ended with a friendly consensus. Finally, my thanks to Robert and his fire department associate for subduing the streetlight. Again, Mitch, thank you. John Burson.
Okay, thank you. No other communication? Any other comment?
I don't know which one. What is this supposed to
be? With your permission, put record, and I will date this so that it will be official. And it looks so lovely in the file, but I feel compelled to do this. Written communication as follows. Honorable members of the board, Mr. Chairman, things may not be perfect with you. Things may not be perfect within our meetings, but they are better. They are better by huge degrees, as a lot of you know. Not all of us have been coming to these meetings for as many years as I have. And so not everyone is as inclined to be able to appreciate the distance that we have come. And I want to acknowledge that for you, because I appreciate it. The community may not know enough about it to appreciate it, but I do, and I do appreciate it. And things are better, and I'm confident they will continue to improve. And you, I hope, take that to heart, since I'm your worst critic. I'm your legitimate critic. Everybody else is wrong. But thank you, because things are better. You know things are better. I know Dave remembers some of the things I used to come back down here and say, and things are better. And thank you. Thank you all. And by the way, did you notice we're being televised on AGP Channel 21? Thank you.
Yes, we did. Thank you. I guess that's about it then. Move to adjourn.
So moved. Have a safe trip, guys.